The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. This is the 4 o'clock hour on a Friday. I did get the day of the week right, just Not the hour. This is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and it is my privilege to welcome you today. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. During the break, I was just going over the results from an informal poll that I put up on the Bob Burney Live Facebook page. Now, again, this is not my personal page. This is the Bob Burney Live Facebook page. I put it up this morning, and here it is. Let me read it to you. How about a quick poll? I am seeing everywhere that Governor DeWine has the best approval ratings of any governor in America in his handling of the COVID-19 crisis. I'm wondering how all of you feel. Please just rate the governor on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being wonderful, 1 being deplorable. Go. Well, boy, have you gone. Right now, we've had way over 100 individual comments, not just likes or shares, but well over 100 actual comments, and they're all over the place. If you have not voted, why don't you go to Bob Burney Live on Facebook, and if you're not part of our Facebook family, maybe today would be a good time to join. You just go to Facebook, upper left-hand corner in that little search bar, put in Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, Live. Now, you have to put Live in or you're not going to get our fan page. And then it's the poll will be right at the top, and you can join the others that are commenting. Now, if you would like to give your vote on air, feel free to do that as well. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-262-5483. Again, just an informal poll because I'm reading in the national news that Governor DeWine has the highest approval rating of any governor in America. I just realized a typo. I put any governor in American. During the break, I will edit that and correct it. But most of the national media, Governor DeWine is the darling of the media right now. He is loved by Republicans. He's loved by Democrats. He's getting very, very high ratings. So I was just curious about my audience. How would you rate how he's handled all of this? Well, overall, not very good. A recurring theme is Dr. Acton. Over and over again. I like DeWine, but he needs to get rid of Acton. You know, DeWine's okay, but he needs to get rid of Acton. DeWine, he's okay, but he's given Dr. Acton too much power. That's all over the place. But then just going through, Zach gives him a 1. Bonnie gives him a 1. Regina, I'm just reading through a few. Regina gives him an 8. Robin gives him a 1. Bobby gives him a 2. Jim gives him a 1. Jenny gives him, Jenny says, I and my mom both say 5. Alice gives him a 1. Amy gives him a 1. Tara gives him a 1. Steve Dillon gives him a 1. James says, I personally like him. These are crazy day. I think he's doing a solid job. I think it's time to get the man back, to work. I give him an 8. Susan gives him a 1. Alberta gives him a 5. Vivian gives him a 1. Marcella says it would be a 6 for his concern for our great state and not mandating the mask, but his selling out to Amy Acton brings it down. She needs to be put in her place, which is not telling us what to do and so on. So my rate would be, and I've got to hit more, a 2. Wow. Joel says Governor Wine is using Dr. Amy Acton to keep extending the deadline and doesn't give him a rating. Kathleen gives him a 1. Absolutely deplorable. David gives him a 1 on all accounts. Okay. Paula gives him a 1. Linda a 2. Bob doesn't give him a rating, but is not very complimentary. Larry gives him a 7.5. James, a 1. Sherry, a 2. Royce gives him a negative 12. Jeanette, a hard 7. Karen gives him a 3. Greg, a 7, but falling fast. John, 10 on his love for the state and conservative values, a 1 on listening to Dr. Amy, so an average of 5. James, a 5. Aaron, a 0. Mike, a 2. Kristen, a 0, maybe a 1 without Dr. Acton. Walt, a 3. Cindy, a 5. Judy, a 2. And there's way over 100, and a whole bunch of you are responding right now, so I won't take any more time on that. But the ratings are not very high. Lots and lots of 1s and 2s, a couple of 5s, a 7.5. I think in going through all of them, I think 2, out of all my listeners, 2 gave him a 10. Most of them not very high, which is interesting, just interesting. Now, my daily dose, although I don't think I did this yesterday, my daily dose of common sense and facts, all right? We all know what actions have been taken here in the state of Ohio to deal with the COVID-19 virus. My biggest question is, was it warranted? Were the actions taken warranted on the actual facts? Considering, and please forgive me for being repetitious on this, I have said this over and over and over and over again, and I apologize, but we need to remember this. All of the actions that have been taken here in the state of Ohio were taken based on predictions. All of the actions that have been taken were based on projections. Because when all of this started and the actions were put into force, the stay at home, the closing down, et cetera, we didn't know any real facts at that time. All we had were predictions and projections. So all of the things that are impacting you and me and our family and our businesses and our community and our churches were based on those predictions and those projections. Here is what we know. None of them were even close. Not one. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. Not one single prediction, forecast was even close to being correct. All of them were wildly, and I mean wildly inaccurate. And I'm talking about peak day of one case is 61,000 compared to peak day of about 500. 61,000 projected, reality 500. I would say that was slightly off. So, now that we have not projections, but we actually have data, were the actions justified? If so, cool. If not, shouldn't we be reevaluating the action? Now, what do I know? But that seems very logical to me. So I got to take a break. When we come back, we'll go over the actual facts, figures, percentages, statistics, etc. And then, as always, you come to your own conclusion. I'm not going to tell you what to think. I'm going to help you in how to think, but I'm not going to tell you what to think. All right? I think that's a good deal. All right. You're listening to Bob Rady Live. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. The question I think we should all be asking is, the actions that have been taken here in the state of Ohio, are they warranted? Now, fact number one that I think we have to begin with is that the actions that have been taken were based on predictions, projections, and models. None of them were correct. Not even close. Not one of them. So the reasonable question then would be, since the actions that have been taken were based on very, 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 very flawed models and predictions, should we then reevaluate the actions that have been taken and maybe pull back on those? I think that's a reasonable question. All right, now let's look at some of the facts about what has happened in the state of Ohio so far with the COVID-19 crisis. Now, I'm going to talk first about deaths. You need to understand that Ohio is using the CDC guidelines for reporting COVID-19 deaths, which means the cause of death may not actually be COVID-19. It could be a heart attack, it could be a stroke, it could be many other things. But if the person who dies had COVID-19, it is considered a COVID-19 death. So we immediately know that the total is skewed. How much? We don't know. All right, now let's look at the actual figures. In Ohio, 51% of the people who have been attributed, or whose death has been attributed to COVID-19, 51% were over 80 years old. 51% of all the deaths, over 80 years old. From 70 to 79, that's another 26%. Add that up, and 70 and above make up 77% of the deaths so far. Now, bring it down to 60 to 69. That's another 15%. Add that together, and you have 92% of all of the deaths in the state of Ohio have been 60 years of age or older. And again, 51% were 80 or above. Now let's come down. 30 to 39 years of age in the state of Ohio since the beginning of this crisis. Are you ready for this? 5 people. In the entire state. Now, this is from the Ohio Department of Health, from their website today. Age 30 to 39, there have been a total of 5. That is less than 1%. Age 20 to 29, 1 person. age 20 to 29, one person. Under the age of 20, zero. Under the age of 20, zero. So did it make sense to close down the schools? Since not one individual, not one under 20 years old has died. 20 to 29, one person. 30 to 39, five. All right, let's add to this. One third of all deaths have been in nursing homes. Now, I think that's sad, but most people that are in nursing homes have other health issues and they're elderly. So when you look at the death count, one third of all the deaths in the state of Ohio have been in nursing homes. So of the approximately 1,000 people that have died, 330 have been in nursing homes. So that means approximately the total death toll in the state of Ohio in the general population, approximately 670. Now that's tragic. But last year, over 2,000 people died just of the ordinary everyday flu. Now, plus, when we look at the total cases in the state of Ohio, the total cases, which is, what, 17,000 and something, 2,600 have been in prisons. And by the way, out of those 2,600, only two have died. And one of those was a prison guard with multiple health problems, and COVID-19 probably was not the ultimate cause of death. So 2,600 of the deaths are cases, prison. 3,100 cases are nursing home residents and staff. Now you put those two together, that's 5,700 people that are not in the general population. Right now, let me give you one final statistic, then I got to take a break. I've got some others, but right now, if you look at the total number of cases in the state of Ohio, considering we have over 11 million people in the state, right now, the percentage of people with COVID-19 or who have had it, 0.0016. 0.0016.